Re.Pay launches Connect, a B2B stablecoin payment gateway. Re.Pay announced a new product at Money 2020 this week. Re.Pay Connect, a business-facing gateway that lets enterprises accept stablecoin payments and settle instantly in their local currency. The company shared the launch on its official X account, framing it as a way to reach what it calls 700 million plus users with no exposure to crypto price swings. Re.Pay says the gateway cuts merchant processing fees by up to 70%. This is a different side of the business from the card most people associate with Re.Pay. Until now, the brand has been a consumer story, a Visa card funded from a crypto balance used to spend at regular merchants. Connect points the other way, at the businesses receiving those payments. A merchant rail to sit alongside the card. The card and the gateway address two halves of the same transaction. A cardholder spends, a merchant accepts. Re.Pay already runs the spending side through its physical and virtual cards. Connect adds the acceptance side, letting a business take stablecoin payments directly and convert them to fiat without holding the tokens or managing a wallet. For a merchant, the pitch is that an incoming USDC or USDT payment lands as local currency in the books, so there is no balance sheet volatility to manage and no separate treasury process to build. Re.Pay positions instant settlement as the core feature, which is the part that distinguishes an on-chain rail from a card network where funds can take days to clear. The fee claim and what it leaves out. The headline number is the up to 70% reduction in merchant fees. Read it as Re.Pay's own figure, not an independently audited one. Card acquiring typically costs a merchant somewhere between 1.5 and 3.5% once interchange, scheme fees, and the acquirer margin are stacked. A stablecoin rail strips out interchange, which is where most of that saving would come from. The phrase up to does a lot of work, though. The realized saving depends on the comparison baseline, the settlement currency, and whatever spread Re.Pay takes at the conversion step. Stablecoin acceptance also carries on-chain costs and a fiat conversion spread that a flat percentage headline tends to gloss over. None of that makes the claim wrong, but a merchant evaluating Connect should price the conversion step, not just the absence of interchange. For Re.Pay cardholders, nothing about the existing card changes. Fees, funding, and supported regions for the consumer product are untouched by this launch. The relevance is indirect. A vendor that issues your card and also signs up the merchants where you spend is building both ends of a closed loop, which over time can mean tighter routing and faster settlement on the transactions that touch both sides. It also signals where Re.Pay is heading. Launching enterprise infrastructure at Money 2020, a payments industry event rather than a crypto conference, places the company alongside traditional processors rather than purely in the crypto card niche. That ambition is worth tracking for anyone holding the card, because a provider's roadmap shapes how durable its consumer product is.